annual Blake 30th birthday show here on the Hang Zone. But that's okay. We'll have to give him a back song. Let's get him a new back song today.
I'm I got sure a new one. Love that, yeah.
He's our little resident Chuggy.
He goes the other way around.
I don't know what that word means, but I wrote it down, so
yeah,
had to work it in. So speaking of Chuggy, and I don't know if that fits either. I don't know if it does, but we have this segment set aside to hear about Jake's weekend. It was such a big weekend that we couldn't fit it into the weekend check at the beginning of the program.
Well, we had Blake's birthday celebration.
And that beard is badass, though.
You like it?
Every time I look over, it's just... Look at... You know how you have a little kid? So
I do,
when you leave
yeah.
your kid, and if you go on a week road trip and you come back, your one-year-old has changed so much.
Sure.
And I haven't seen that beard in 4 days, and it's just...
You like it?
It's like, yay, it just grew a half inch. I think it had a growth spurt.
I think it's fitting.
Is it sore? Because sometimes the kid's leg will be, she'll be like, oh, I'm sore.
Oh,
and it'll
yeah.
be like a growth
growing
spurt.
Growing pain?
Yeah.
No, it's
okay.
not.
It's majestic, though. It's
I
really
do
good.
Have to shampoo, condition, balm, and oil it every day, though. It's a lot, dude. I mean, food, the amount of food you get in it is just disgusting. So, yes, I was off on Friday. Resident weirdo Matt McLaren was in for me for the last show of the den. And I went to New Iberia, which is about half an hour away from Lafayette, Louisiana. My wife is from New Orleans. And her family moved after Katrina to New Iberia.
Did Katrina displace them?
It did.
Oh, wow.
The whole fam. Aunt, uncle, mom, dad, half
did they get a big insurance pile of money to go buy a new house? How does that work?
I would imagine, but actually, though, that's funny you say that, because I was talking to my father-in-law about insurance this weekend, and he's like, dude, you cannot get homes near the coast insured down here. It's just not worth it.
Wow.
The cost is so high for flood insurance that people just don't do it. So we drove down there on Thursday, and yes, you're going to make fun of me for this, and you will be right. It was my wife's half-sister's graduation. So my father-in-law got remarried and had three daughters that are about a decade younger than my wife.
And did your wife then grow up with them? Or
a little bit, but not much. First couple years and then moved to Texas.
So she knows them. Well, she might know them a little better, but
right,
kind of like my stepsister.
Clay Travis's husband or wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, similar, but maybe a little bit more because she goes back a lot and we try to go back twice a year.
But to
yes,
take a day off for your wife's.
Yeah.
Even your wife's full sisters that she grew up with graduation seems like a.
On its surface, I understand it is a very light reason to take off of work.
I mean, my wife and I have debated whether.
Even go to
your
kids?
Well, no. I mean, like, if her brother died, would
right.
I take the day? I probably would. But
that's big of you.
No, but there's always an argument. Not an argument, but a discussion of where is the line? Because we're from Ohio.
Right.
So, if her uncle dies and she has to go to the funeral, do I go?
That feels below the line. But
a graduation...
I will say this, though.
Let me tell you this. I had my own kid graduate. And it sucked. Like, just going to the graduation is boring. And you're there for 3 hours, and you're actually there for 15 seconds. You want to see the one 15-second thing where she walks up, and you get the picture, and then that's it.
Yeah.
That's why I was there. And
so,
it took 3 hours. Now you have to drive. And
it's almost like I wish I could just tell you that we went for the weekend and there wasn't a graduation. Because we do want to go once or twice a year.
Okay.
Just to have the baby know that part of the family, right?
Yeah.
So.
Still debating on how important that is. I grew up and took road trips to Pennsylvania all my life, and I haven't seen those people now in 25 years.
However, I will tell you this, and I don't know much about the Rust Belt in Ohio and Pennsylvania, but the Cajun does very much want, like, a connection to their family. Like,
oh, no, we did.
Okay. I'm just saying, like,
and they did.
It's
just someday Nora will be 30 years old and be like, yeah, I'm not calling them.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it's, for whatever reason,
okay,
it is important to my wife that she feels some connection to her Bayou roots.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her family. That makes total sense.
And because
it's not weird.
It's different.
Yeah.
I would say if you were to rank the regions of the country as far as like strong identity culturally based on region, they've got to be up there. They got to be top five.
I feel like from what you've told me too, that hasn't been publicized enough.
Dude.
Like we need a TV show about it.
Well, I can tell you when they do try to make TV shows, the actual Cajuns I know are not huge fans of it. Like
because it's for us to laugh at.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the Duck Dynasty, right?
Those are Cajun people?
I think so.
All right.
They're playing
They're swamp
that,
people.
Right, exactly.
Is there a swamp near your...
Oh, it's everywhere.
In-law's house?
I sent you guys a picture of the gator that I saw the other day because I'd just gotten on the boat and I thought, well, cool, a gator. I'll send Blake and Dan a photo. Little did I know that the next 2 hours I was going to see 100 gators.
Okay, so it's not odd.
It was
more odd that you were taking a picture.
Very. I'm a tourist. We went crabbing on Friday, which is essentially like we took a boat, my father-in-law's boat, from the bay out near the Gulf. And there's a bridge, and you just put a bunch of buckets, nets and buckets in the water and pull them out every 15 minutes and grab what looked like grill tongs and pick the crab up. And
did you actually eat them that night?
I think they cooked them last night, but dude, we probably had 30, 40 blue crab, which is a cool thing for the kid, right?
Yeah.
It's a different experience.
Yeah.
So we did that. And see, here's the other thing, too. Back to your TikTok chuggy point. It's one thing that my father-in-law just absolutely suns me because this dude grew up from the time he could walk. He was on the water. He was on the bay, the bayou, I suppose, the Gulf. He works in oil. So
is he tan and leathery?
Dude, the man's the most man's man I've ever met in my life.
Are his hands rough?
Very.
And you're like a little baby?
Yes, dainty. I'm like, lotion. So it's one thing if he...
I got a blister.
It's one thing if he is putting me in my place. But it's a complete other thing when 16 and 17-year-old high school girls are like, get out of the way. And pulling up, like, you know, a net and wrapping chicken neck on a
wire. Now, are they my daughters, but with an accent?
Yes.
Okay.
And I tried to get them to watch Mavrello, but they're so disgusted by me that they wouldn't even sit down. They just think
what do you mean?
They just
Why?
Know. Because I'm soft.
Oh.
Did you teach him about Doge?
There was a little Doge talk, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they're generally just dismissive of me because they know I'm soft.
Mm-hmm.
So on Saturday, we actually...
Like, are they upset that your sister married down?
Very
their sister.
Much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
They married a city boy.
And they're not wrong. On Saturday, we went to a graduation party for a college cousin of Kristen's, which was an LSU graduation. And this is not going to mean anything to you, Dan, but it will to the other three on the other side of the glass. Toddlers, babies, graduates, aunts, uncles, parents, grandparents, playlist, over 50% big timers, Juvenile, Wayne, Boosie. It's the best. They party so hard.
That doesn't seem like Cajun.
Oh, it's Louisiana music. Rap music, yeah. Like New Orleans rap music is, I'm talking 70-year-old woman line dancing to big timers. And I'm just like, oh my God.
They're all swag surfing in there.
I am in heaven. It's the best, dude. You're not going to find a regional classification of people who enjoy themselves more than the Southern Louisianan. Like, I hit the lottery when it comes to family who just wants to have a good time. Food, nonstop.
So it wasn't a dry weekend?
No, it was not. And that's another thing, too, is I wanted us to implement this. I've never heard this term before. And perhaps if any of the Cajuns or Louisianans.
Louisianian. Louisian.
Anus.
So on Friday, as we were preparing for the Saturday graduation party, my father-in-law said to me, you know, your Uncle Brian, he's going to have some groceries over there tomorrow. I'm like, groceries?
Yeah, it seems
not
weird.
That compelling.
Like bread?
Cool. <Yeah.
laughs> Milk?
So we get over there on Saturday, and her Uncle Brian is, you know, he's showing me around and immediately puts a brew in your hand, and he takes the top off this pot that's stewing, and it's crawfish and sausage and chicken and shrimp, and he goes, brother, groceries. I'm like, do you guys just call cooking out groceries? Because if so, that's awesome. Like, I really want to steal that. And it was just...
That's what groceries means?
I guess so. He goes, we got some groceries. And then he took the thing off and looks me in the eye and he goes, brother, groceries.
And they're drinking early.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're home.
Yeah, no. They
fit right in.
They get going early and they get to bed early. The kid is having the time of her life. She's dancing, which is a whole other separate issue. My child seems to really enjoy strip club music at the age of two. Not sure how that's going to play out for me long term, but...
Put a G.I. Joe in her hand.
Something. Yeah, I'll take a gun for her at this point because she seems to enjoy to the window, to the wall.
Respect.
A little too much.
It's a jam.
But they're a fun people, man. They're very, very welcoming. And, you know, because I'm sure you've been in this situation. Like, the in-law thing can be weird, right? You don't know the line. You don't know what you're allowed to say. Typically, it's you're putting on a front to an extent. And there's just not a lot of pretense with those people. They're just very open, upfront, honest.
Now, do you try to fit in or do you just embrace being the city guy?
Probably a little bit of both. Probably a little bit of both because what's funny about it is I'm city to them. But I mean, my family is extremely country. So it's not that much of a departure for me. It's just that I don't know how to tie knots.
Yeah, that's what I was even wondering about your wife who went to Texas Tech. Did they think that was like going to Harvard?
Oh my God.
But if you live here, you're like, Tech?
Yeah.
Kinda.
They definitely think it's you moved across the country. Because, and that's another thing too. I'm not saying that I would want to live this existence, but they're not real concerned about whatever was on the internet that day. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're...
Just day-to-day news them, happening.
It's like, whatever, man. If this doesn't affect me, then I don't care.
Biden.
Doesn't matter. It's just
Israel,
whatever's in front of me.
They're not concerned with Palestine.
And again, I'm not, like, putting them down from an intelligence standpoint.
Right.
I'm just saying, they just... They live...
That's probably
right
a better way to live, because...
I think so.
What kind of effect do you have on Israel and Palestine?
Well, when it's a one-way street, and it's negative on me.
Right, when you could be concerned about this or that, or whatever it is, a bill, it's Biden or Trump or whatever.
No.
You have concern. How much influence do you have on changing that?
Zero.
Yet you still tie yourself in knots over it.
And they're going to live a lot longer than you because they don't stress out about anything.
That's kind of how it feels.
Unless they can only pull up a few crab, then they got to...
Right.
Well,
dude, the gator in person, though, that's a different thing, man. Like, whenever we were
done... Do you think they know anyone who's been eaten by a gator?
Oh, without a doubt.
Do they eat gator? Is that illegal?
I mean, it's not illegal to eat them. I don't know what the hunting regulations are. But, yeah, when we were done, you know, you're done crabbing. You take the chicken neck off of the basket, and you just throw it on the shore. Here comes a gator.
Wow. And so they're just completely unfazed by the gators.
Oh, entirely. In fact, like, my daughter
like
was...
Like a squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were out there with Kristen's 17-year-old sister, and she was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I was like, well, you don't want to get in the water. I was like, gators. And she goes, what's it gonna do, eat me? I'm like,
whoa.
Could.
All right.
But again, this is a 17-year-old girl who has been around alligators.
So she hopped in the water and...
No problem. No problem. No problem at all.
I've heard this, because I know your wife.
Yeah.
And I don't consider her to have an accent, but I've heard when people go back, they start reverting back into their...
Dude. By Saturday afternoon, it was...
Was she like water boy?
Full on. And she doesn't even notice it. And like, we would go, you know, back to the room to sit down for a second. I'm like, did you really just bruh your dad? bruh.
How long would you have to hang out there before you came back with an accent?
It doesn't take long, man.
Really?
It's a fun
way to
talk.
Do you feel like yesterday you were... All right. Well, we're happy that you came back alive.
Happy birthday, Blake.
But you had to hold your hold your water.
That's right.
Yeah, Jake went there for your birthday. We even all took the day off for your birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Good to be back.
All right, 1:30, this is the ticket.